This is Station WJAZ broadcasting atop the Electric Building in beautiful downtown Buffalo, New York, with a signal close to 1,000 watts. Good evening, everyone in Radio Land. Thank you for tuning in to Dr. Jazz and the Jazz Bugs. Tonight, we will offer a short program of the latest songs written by Buffalo's newest composers. We are all familiar with the great Buffalo-born composer Chauncey Olcott, who early in this century wrote Irish-American ballads such as My Wild Irish Rose, or When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, and many others. Well, today, jazz is popular, and Buffalo's most popular composers have incorporated the latest dance rhythms in the tunes we feature tonight. Well, enough talk, let's go. First is a huge hit our friend Ray Henderson of the famous composing trio DeSilva, Brown, and Henderson wrote in 1925. You should know this one. It's called 5 Foot Two. Okay, next take. Oh, my eyesight's starting to goof up. Shit. If it's a truck of eyeballs, stop it. Okay. I guess then there's a truck, maybe it's construction equipment over there. Yeah. Here we go. Here's another big hit of 1925 by our old buddy Jack Yellen. It's called Clap Hands, Here Comes Charlie. Here's a big hit from 1927 by our old buddy Jack Yellen. It's called Ain't She Sweet. Now here's a Buffalo composer who writes in a very modernistic style, Harold Arlen, who from 1925 to 27 led a band called the Buffalodians. Here's his latest hit written for 1932. It's called It's Only a Paper Moon, and it's sure to be a hit. Let's take some time to introduce the Jazz Bugs. Will Wilson plays a beautiful custom-built guitar and the latest Vega Artist model banjo. Next, we have Ed Woods with a splendid antique German bass violin. And Dr. Jazz plays the reed instruments, with the saxophones being the latest Rudy Weedoft models. We can't forget our sponsor, Buffalo's own Pierce Arrow Motor Car Company, building automobiles since 1901. The maker of America's finest automobiles has a great future and is a smut. Okay, let me do that again. And we can't forget our sponsor, Buffalo's own Pierce Arrow Motor Car Company, building automobiles since 1901. The maker of America's finest automobiles has a great future and is a smart stock investment for your savings. Now, back to the show. I'm sure you all love Janet Gaynor and Charles Farrell and the talking picture Sunny Side Up. Here's a very hot number from that 1930 hit film from Fox Studios. It's Turn on the Heat, another song by Ray Henderson. Will Wilson on the guitar and banjo lives in Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario. Will is frequently heard on Canadian radio. He will sing a new tune from Harold Arlen. It's called I've Got a Right to Sing the Blues. We close our broadcast with one of Jack Yellen's big hits of 1926. You know, Jack is the personal songwriter for Miss Sophie Tucker, the greatest star of stage, screen, and radio. Here we go with Crazy Words, Crazy Tune. Okay, boys, take it. No, not me. Take the song. Last of all, we would like to thank our President Herbert Hoover for asking us to perform at the White House last summer. Our president will get us out of the Depression. He promises prosperity in the 1930s and world peace in the 1940s. Good night and thanks for listening. We really appreciate you tuning in your radios. WJAZ signing off. Yowza, yowza, yowza.